It's Thursday, January 30, 2025.
Storm Eowyn marks the first time that the whole island of Ireland is under a red warning for wind since the alert system was introduced.
Ireland hit with its strongest storm on record. U.S. Senate confirms Trump's pick to head EPA. Plus,
an ocean-going research project that we told you about last year suddenly yielding a surprising result.
Study confirms warming Pacific Ocean is changing marine life migration patterns.
Really?
Yep.
That doesn't sound good. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The water has now begun flowing in California as we continue to increase the flow in coming days. Nobody's seen anything like that.
Nobody's seen anything like that because it doesn't exist, you delusional dolt. You really want to help? Why don't you bury the power lines? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, breaking late last night, a new report from an outfit named Whisker Labs finds that according to sensors that they have in thousands of homes, just moments before flames erupted below a transmission tower near Altadena, California, high-voltage power lines faulted in the area. This is giving new clues about whether utility equipment may have failed, sparking that Eaton fire in Altadena on January 7, killing 17 people, destroying more than 9,000 homes and businesses. The data is not conclusive yet, but Southern California Edison, the utility company, said it is looking into this data. Once again, it looks like not buried power lines may have been responsible for another tragedy out here in California.
Again.
Yep. What else you got for us today?
Well, first off, 2024 was the hottest year on record globally and for the world's oceans. They also hit a new heat record last year. That heat fueled last week's historic snowfall on the Gulf Coast, and that same storm kept going. It intensified into an extremely powerful and record-breaking extratropical cyclone, Storm Eowyn, that pummeled Ireland and the United Kingdom late last week, bringing hurricane-force winds, destructive storm surge, and widespread power outages in winter. Eowyn is the strongest storm on record to hit Ireland.
Yikes.
A new study of sea turtles has uncovered new evidence that the Pacific Ocean is warming up faster than expected, and that is affecting marine life migration patterns and their access to food. Stanford researchers followed loggerhead sea turtles. Here's scientist Dana Briscoe on San Francisco Local News explaining that they were surprised at what they found.
We expected to see the sea turtles track north, but we didn't expect them to move so far north. And what we're seeing is that the ocean is changing, but it's changing at a rate much faster than anticipated. Access to critical food is decreasing. And as a result, animals have to change and adapt.
The researchers warn that humans may ultimately have to change and adapt as well, from the seafood we eat to the way we manage our fisheries.
To the places that we live.
Yep. In U.S. politics, in a rapid reversal, the Trump White House Office of Management and Budget issued a memo illegally freezing roughly $3 trillion in federal grants and funding, sowing chaos, outrage, and confusion across the country. Then massive public and media outcry forced the White House to rescind that memo. But Fox News reports that the Trump administration is committed to canceling those, quote, woke programs. A newly leaked document shows that one of the woke programs on the chopping block is the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, which helps families afford heating bills during the winter, because home heating is apparently woke. The Republican-controlled Senate on Wednesday confirmed former Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin to head the Environmental Protection Agency, a key role to help President Trump roll back Biden-era climate policies and major environmental regulations governing clean air, clean water, and pollution and emissions from tailpipes, and perhaps even dismantling the agency itself. Three Democrats, Senator Senator Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly of Arizona and John Fetterman of Pennsylvania joined Republicans to confirm Zeldin.
Great work, guys.
The Republican Senate also confirmed former Congressman and reality TV star Sean Duffy to be Transportation Secretary. Duffy wasted no time. His first action was to formally begin the lengthy process to rescind landmark fuel economy standards issued under President Joe Biden that were aimed at saving Americans money on gasoline costs and reducing demand for oil. Duffy's memo calls electric vehicles impractical.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we didn't have the heart to get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.